Paul, what was your reaction to that point this evening?
Perfect example of a game that we'll probably come up against maybe many times this season. Totally dominant in possession of the ball, probably lacking a cutting edge. But it's something that we must get used to. It's something that we're going to have to work harder on. We also must work hard on maybe changing our shape and being more direct. But at the minute, we haven't worked on that. And that's the only thing I'd say to our supporters, that when you do change a formation, sometimes it can lead to you losing a game. And that was, in my opinion, was never a game we were in any danger of losing.
You controlled it really from start to finish, possession-wise, totally with Portsmouth. It was just the lack of chances, wasn't it, created?
That'll be our Achilles heel. Do you know, it'll be our Achilles heel. Supporters will come away and saying, and I agree with them, you know, we need to be more direct and we need to be this. But we're working hard on being a solid base team, not conceding goals. I felt we always looked a threat without really looking a threat. We've seen Tubbsy's goal second half. It's onside. It's clearly onside. And that's disappointing. I've been in, just had a little chat with the linesman. And I think sometimes when you speak to them in the proper way, because they make tough decisions, but they're the small margins. It was a lovely bit of skill by Atangane. Fantastic threaded pass that opened them up and a great finish. So we're disappointed that wasn't given, because that was one of the quality moments in the game. Tough night for us, but a point away from home. Not bad. And all of a sudden now it's... You see the way teams celebrate getting a point against us.
Well, I was going to say that to you, because actually up in that commentary box, there were Crawley supporters around us who leapt up at the final whistle as if they won.
Playing Portsmouth, it's a big game for people, and their lads were a credit to their club tonight. And sometimes, even from our own point of view, we must have respect for other teams. You know, we weren't good enough to win tonight. I don't have a problem with that. We're still unbeaten in the league. We haven't conceded a goal away from home, so there's a lot of positives about tonight.
Were you frustrated with the way Crawley played tonight, because they sat very deep for a home side?
I'm not that disrespectful as a man. I'm disappointed that we didn't open them up. I'm disappointed that for all our good areas of the pitch we got in, that we didn't have the quality. And I thought Bennett and Roberts worked the socks off. You know, we've got Chaplin that you want to give minutes to. But disappointed. Great support again. Great credit to our supporters. They're a credit to the club. You know, the way they travel, the way they could get behind the players, and they must show remarkable patience. And I think if we can show us patience that they show and keep going with the belief that we have and the belief that they have, I'm sure we'll be OK.
You touched on the Matt Tubbs offside goal in the second half. There was an opportunity for him in the first half as well. Very similar circumstances, actually, with that through ball from
Atangane. We never created enough chances, did we, for a team that dominated the ball. But these are all the things that will be levelled at us, and I don't mind. As a manager, that's what I'm here for. But I enjoy watching my teams play. I enjoy watching Portsmouth Football Club play. And what we've got to do is go away and improve. And if we keep improving to what we're doing at the minute, I'm sure we'll be fine.
And the key for you, I'm sure, was forgetting the 100% record, just maintaining that unbeaten run.
What record? It's gone. We're disappointed with that. I enjoy being unbeaten. We enjoy being wherever we are in the league, because people will always say it's only 2 and 3 games, but why not want to be top? Why not want to be second? We do, and I don't mind saying it.
Ben Davis, what was the situation with him?
Yeah, disappointing hamstring, so that's a big blow for us.
I'm taking it you sort of had an opinion on that at half-time. You were aware that was going on?
No, something happened right after half-time, so we didn't know that. He wouldn't have been sent out if we thought that.
Another chance.
So he's done that second half, which is disappointing, because he's in a really good place at the minute. He's playing really well, and that's a disappointment for us.
How severe is it?
I don't know. We'll have to just wait and see.
What's your early thoughts on it?
Don't know. I'm not a doctor. No, I struggle to be a football manager, so I'll leave the
doctors. I just thought the backroom staff might have given you an indication.
I haven't seen them yet.
Fair enough.
But they're not smiling.
Quick word on the weekend game against Morecambe back at
Fratton Park. I don't know how Morecambe have done tonight, but the game's come thick and fast, don't we? We'll just go away and prepare as well as we can and keep going in our pursuit of where we want to be.
Well done tonight.
Thanks very much, everyone.